This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, welcome back to Dan Patrick. We're Covino and Rich. So if you're expecting Dan and the Danettes, I'm sorry. But if you love what we're doing, we appreciate you. Yeah. Shout out to everyone listening on the iHeartRadio app, everyone in their car, on your way to work, people at the office already, people on the grind, getting their morning workout in.
On the like grind, Joel. Your favorite dance show in the 90s?
I was a big Eric Nice fan. That is true. Way back on a Wednesday. Hundreds of affiliates hanging out with us. Appreciate that. If you dig us, again, please subscribe to our podcast for free. We're giving away bribery and Nerf footballs if you do. Just search Covino and Rich and check us out 5 p.m. Eastern every day. Speaking of people that work out and they're really getting it in the morning, I'm talking about their workout, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Joel, I found out that Joel works out before he comes to the show. That's dedication, dude.
You work out in the morning, Joel?
Yeah.
You have to hit it. Otherwise, you know, when I get off, I don't have any time.
That's what she said.
No, but I get that, right? Like, because once you're home during the day, that's it. You're not going back out to the gym. So.
Honestly, you ain't kidding. Because usually on our regular schedule, we're on here at Fox Sports in the afternoon. If I don't go to the gym on my way home, if I stop home and see my wife and kids and I sit on the couch, yo, my ass is not getting up.
I asked Joel, I said, what is the routine? Because this is his normal shift, right? Usually we're on every afternoon. Joel said he wakes up early, like Mr. Furley.
And Jack!
He doesn't go to the Regal Beagle. He goes to the gym. He's all pumped and ready.
That's dedicated.
Comes to the show, and then he's in bed by like 9 o'clock. So it's a whole different lifestyle.
Joel's a Tom Brady fan. He's probably doing the TB12. Probably
no,
having
I'm
some...
more on the ayahuasca side.
Oh, you're the Aaron Rodgers. Okay, gotcha.
Nice. Joel's on the ones and twos.
I used to,
Danny's on the phones at 877-99 on Fox. And real quick, Rich, in about a half hour, in tribute to the DP show, what did you learn this week listening to Covino and Rich? Now, we're going to give away CNR bribery Nerf footballs because we appreciate being here so much and all the listeners accepting us. Look, I know how it is. You want to hear your show. You're like, who are these jabronis? We get it. So thanks for putting up with us.
Yeah, thanks for
Hopefully
giving us a
you
chance.
Enjoyed it. We're going to give away some balls. What did you learn this week listening to me, Covino, and Rich Davis, CNR? Be dialing later at 877-99 on Fox.
I love how we bribe people.
That's it.
So Ja'Marr Chase, we're going to talk about him in a few minutes. The question is, how do you avoid sleeping with the wrong people? Because Ja'Marr Chase may have made a terrible mistake. We'll get to that. Avoiding bad women, fantasy football stuff in a second. But based on Joel going to the gym in the morning, when I lived in New York, I used to take the subway every morning to work, and I would pass a gym at probably 5 in the morning, and I would always think, those people are either the most motivated people or they're psychopaths. The people that you saw like running full speed on a treadmill, there was like a big glass window at the gym
they're
I would pass.
Going after it,
and
man.
I'm like, man, these people have a desire and a motivation that, listen, it would be hard for me to say, before waking up early, I'm going to wake up even earlier to get it in.
It's dedication.
It's like when you see, I mean, listen, if you're a prize fighter and you see guys waking up at 4 in the morning.
Remember what Mike Tyson said about discipline?
To run like they're Mayweather.
Discipline is doing what you hate doing, but like you love it.
That's what discipline is.
It is. I'll be honest.
I say that to myself, the Mike Tyson quote.
Yeah.
I do say that.
Discipline is doing what you hate, but like you love it.
That's what made athletes like Kobe, Kobe. That's what makes people like Michael Jordan legendary. You see it, and some people can never imagine doing it. You're watching Winning Time, right, Danny?
Oh, of course.
When Magic Johnson's recovering from the knee injury in 81, you see those clips that they played on the show where he's with Adrian Brody, Pat Riley.
Pat Riley had to have the secret workouts
with him
in the gym.
And, you know, Magic looks spent, and he's like, well, let's keep going. Yeah, you're not done. Come on, more. Let's go. We're playing. It's
you know,
that
who else
ability
was talking
to push.
Salah was talking about that. It's about when you're done pushing to the next level. He went off on that in the last Hard Knocks episode.
He asked Riley, what do the greats in the game look like? And he's like, well, they're not sitting down. And he looked at him as he was sitting down, and he smiled and got back up and back out onto the court.
You know, Spot, our pal here on the show, Spot, you're the guy that's transformed the most out of anyone as far as, you know, you were a guy that was out of shape, you had a health scare, and now you're like the rip guy. But you know what? Your workout routine helps because when you have a trainer, someone pushing you, I know it costs a lot of money.
Way too much money.
Way too much, sorry.
But if you don't have...
Way too much.
If you don't have someone pushing you, I'll tell you what, when I work out, I'll be the first to say, I do the workout just to maintain enough. How many times you're tired? You're like, yeah, that's my last rep. When you have someone in your face, like, come on, jump, let's go. Come on, one more, push out two more. That's, you know, you need a Pat Riley, Magic Johnson situation. You can't say no. You need Robert Saleh getting in your face saying, like, do you want to be these 7-10 crappy Jets again? That's why when you work out by yourself, that's why people go to classes. That's why people go to Orange Theory and CrossFit and all these things because
it's accountability.
Accountability.
Yeah, when the trainer hands you.
I say there's those guys, but then the Tom Brady's and the Kobe's, they're above all that. I mean, they're next level.
They want to do it.
Self-motivated for sure.
They want to do it, yeah. Well, there you go. Hey, enjoy your workout today. Now, I want to talk fantasy football because it's that time. Because we're on the radio and we work at Fox Sports, you get hit up abnormally way too much by random friends like, hey, who would you choose? And they give you this guy or that guy. I love the fact that people think I have more insight than them, so I try to play along. But like someone last night, I have the first pick. Should I go Justin Jefferson or McCaffrey? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I'm going to give you the wrong answer. I just know it. But fantasy football, is it such a part of guys staying in contact with each other, men and women that, you know, old college friends, high school friends, old coworkers. I've done fantasy football sometimes, not because I want to do it. I'm a guy that likes to gamble. I like the instant payoff. I like to, you know, do your thing on DraftKings or whatever site you use. I like to bet a parlay, a teaser, a straight bet, an over-under. I want to watch the game. Did you win or lose? The whole idea of a long season, and then at the end, after 17, 18 weeks, then you have a winner. I'm not patient enough for that. That's like playing
in a poker tournament. But then there's other people that are so fired up and they live for this. And, you know, there was a, what was it recently? Oh, the Jake Paul fight. Jake Paul was fighting. And look, I get it. It's Jake Paul, but just a reason to get together.
Of course. Jake Paul and Nate Diaz. Fun time.
And I asked everybody here at Fox Sports Radio what they were doing. And all the young dudes, Shay and Ethan and Patrick, they all had like fantasy football things going on. Like, you nerds. So you don't want to hang out. You don't want to get pizza. You don't want to chop it up and enjoy the fight because you're going to sit home in your socks picking your fantasy draft.
Well, you can't miss your fantasy
Losers.
Football draft.
You know what you should do, though? Live your life and go out and have a good time. They were sitting there picking their – and I get it. Look, I get it. I'm just saying I'm not down with it. I'm giving you the flip side of people who are so dedicated. You're saying it's not for you. I'm saying some people are so dedicated, and then they live to win that belt or whatever the stupid prize is. Rich actually won one year, and – the guy, the commissioner of the league, was so honored to present Rich with the belt. I think Rich like threw the belt away like that day.
He threw it out.
He gave me it was like a WWE replica fantasy football belt. I'm like, what am I gonna
I'm
do?
I'm just
with
pointing
this?
Out the flip side of how passionate other people are and how that means a lot to other people, where for you, the same day he threw it away. Rich was like, what am I supposed to do with this? Wear it?
What am I, the $1 million man, Ted DiBiase?
What am I, Macho Man Randy Savage?
I appreciate the long-standing leagues who still get together at like a pizza parlor to
Dude,
do it in person.
I saw an emotional clip only because I'm a dad. And, you know, when you're a dad, every video of like dads with their kids get you like, oh, especially back to school time. Some dad, his daughter was filming him on TikTok and Instagram. And she was like making fun of him at the same time. It was endearing. He had the fantasy football draft boards from 99 until now in the garage, and he was showing her like year by year, and she's like, Dad, you're such a nerd. He's like, oh, this is 03 when I won. I drafted Sean Alexander.
Look, whatever.
People get way into it.
But whatever and you're
fun.
Passionate about is good. Yeah, I'm not here
is
to
he
criticize that.
Is he some kind of super
that.
Champion or something?
I know this guy.
Some people have the keeper leagues where, you know, you get to keep your, like, oh, I've had this guy on my team for years. And listen, I think it's fun. For me, the reason I don't like it is I'm an instant gratification type of guy. I can't wait months to win a couple hundred bucks. To me, it doesn't make sense for me. The time and effort, you know, sitting on the waiver wire and all that, to what? To win 400 bucks from your high school buddies? But I'll do it for the camaraderie. And also, it's a good way to keep up with players and stats.
It's good
and
for
things.
Stats and bonding. Yeah. No one's going to deny or debate that. And I'm not here
Trash
to
talking.
Say that if you're passionate about it, then... you're weak or anything that. I think whatever you're passionate about, whatever your hobby is great. It's grand. It's wonderful. If it keeps you entertained, if it keeps you distracted, if it keeps you level, and it makes you look forward to fun with your friends, that's all gravy. I'm talking about the overly crazy, passionate person that's bothering you about what their picks and their storylines. Like, no one really cares.
Yeah,
that goes into the conversations of the weather, your kids at school, Rich's tease bets, brackets, like no one cares
telling someone who's on your fantasy team,
I don't care about
is
that.
Like telling your friend without kids stories about school.
Exactly.
It's like telling your single buddy who's out randomly dating people and hooking up, being like, hey, let me tell you a story about my kids' school play. Like, they don't care. And they don't care who your wide receivers are either.
I haven't heard that story in the barbershop, though, Covina. Fantasy football.
I don't talk about it either. Usually it's whatever game's on. And a lot of fight talk. I go to Vato barbershops. A lot of Vato's like, yo, man, who you got, Canelo or Charlo?
It will switch to football. So I wanted to bring up fantasy football for a reason. Because my wife and I were, do you do this thing where it's the new way of bonding with your spouse? You know, you just sit on the couch together and you send each other videos. That's what my wife and I do. We try to bond more, but there are nights where I'm on one couch, she's on the other. Or she's put the kids to sleep and we're sending each other dumb Instagram videos.
Yep.
Yo, babe, did you see this one? She sent me one yesterday and she's like, guys are so stupid. I'm like, what? Let me see. It was a guy that lost his fantasy football league last year. You know, the trend is last place gets punished.
Now, this is why I don't like it. And this is where you lose me. This
Covino,
type of behavior I'm allergic to.
Covino doesn't play along.
No.
This is
demeaning and lame behavior. I don't play these games.
Yeah,
these are baby games.
Yeah,
it is. This is ridiculous. Have you seen the video? So this is where I'm like, all right, guys, with your fantasy sports, relax.
But Covino's the guy, Danny G, that just to paint the picture for people that are new to Covino and Rich, Covino is sort of the stick in the mud. He doesn't dance at weddings. He doesn't want to play along. He doesn't do anything embarrassing.
It's not that I don't dance at weddings. I don't do the Buster Poindexter hot
well,
conga line.
If that's what's playing,
I'm not grinding up on your granny just because you think it's fun.
What if you're in the front of the conga line?
No,
if you're
I don't
leading
do that.
The conga line.
No. That's Rich's job.
He wore
job.
Black to an all-white party.
Yeah, that's a great way to explain it. Someone had an all-white party one summer, and Covino's like, I'm not adhering to this dress code. He's the one guy that showed up not wearing white.
But he did wear pink to a pink party.
I wore blue, actually.
Yeah, you know why?
True. See?
True.
Rebel.
Yeah, but you know what? Looking back, sometimes I do want to punch myself in the nuts. You know, sometimes I'm like, all right, I could have played along. But still, there's no way you could find this story. Again, it's a viral TikTok clip that Rich sent me, and I saw it a few other places. This kid loses his fantasy football league, or fantasy league, and they start hazing him, really.
Well, here's the thing. There's punishments, right? That's the new trend.
So you think throwing him in a cage and demeaning the guy is cool?
There's two new trends. Not new, but I'm saying over the last years.
Not my friend.
Trend number one is how you pick your draft order. And I saw, this is pretty funny. I saw one video where a bunch of dudes got together, and it was the summertime. They were on the beach, and they had a run along the shoreline in the water, and whoever ran the quickest 40 got the picks in order. And there's a bunch of dudes just falling on their face and stuff. That's funny.
That's way different.
No, no.
If you're talking about you lose the league and the punishment is you're stuck in a cage, they're throwing stuff at you, they're pouring hot sticky syrup and flour all over you, and then they're like spraying you with hoses and everything else, and they're filming it like you're an idiot. Yeah, you're not my friend. If you're getting off on treating me that way, we're not cool, and I'm not hanging out with
you.
Yeah,
but Kavino's the type of guy.
Where is that fun, dude? It's not fun.
Kavino's the type of guy that if he was a rookie, he'd be the guy that's like, I'm not carrying the veterans' bags.
Nah,
I'm not doing dress-up day for the rookies.
And I promise you, I walk that talk. And I'll tell you, that's the weakest part of Hard Knocks yesterday. They hazed the rookies. I mean, in a more playful way, for sure. But the Jets, they do this thing. I guess it's a tradition, I'm sure, where they have the rookies put on a talent show. They have to go up there and like just make asses of themselves.
Yeah, but it's like,
and
it's so fun. It's team building.
And the whole time they're throwing stuff at them. And like, it was so awkward that they booed them off. And they were like, you guys suck. And dude, we're supposed to be a team, but you're acting like, you know, I'm a nobody schlub. I don't vibe that way.
Your
not
ego,
everybody
your
vibes
ego
that way.
Is not your amigo.
You could say that, or I'm just not anyone's bee. I'm
but,
just not.
But you're
so
telling me
I'm
if, you're,
gonna
if you're a rookie
you're,
on the
we're
Jets.
We're going to be teammates and we're friends, but you're going to treat me like crap.
You know
no, thanks.
You know how you make enemies? If you're on
yeah,
the
you
Jets.
Know how you make enemies? Treat me like I'm beneath
no.
you. No,
I don't
thanks.
Wanna, I don't want to participate. I'll be in the corner.
Yeah, yo, guess what? And people respect
so
it.
So you tell
oh,
me.
Oh, that's what the bees mean. Beneath you. I got it.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
When you. When
I'm
you,
no one's bee.
When you are in the Jets locker room and Robert Saleh giving his motivational speeches, Aaron Rodgers, this team's on the right path. And they're saying, rookies, we're going to have some fun. We're going to do a talent show. You're the lame ass that's like, I won't do it. What you've
lame
done
ass
is you've,
or
you've,
I stand for myself and I'm like, nah, dude, you're a nerd. What, because you're older than me? You're going to treat me like a weenie? No thanks.
Yeah, but then the next year.
I don't play that, bro. I never played that. No one's ever treated me that way. I'm not going to let some other grown idiot treat me that way.
But then
no thanks.
The next year you see the new round of recruits.
I don't treat people that way, bro.
Do
I don't get off on that. That's something with that's on you. If you get off on making people feel beneath you and minimizing
beneath
them,
you.
And
yeah, you,
dude,
it's
what are
funny.
They doing? What are they? It's funny. It's funny what they're doing to this kid in the fantasy football league. That's funny.
I'm gonna get to that video.
If that
in a
was
second.
Your son, you would say, "Man, I'm proud of you,
gonna,
kid." That's
I'm,
funny.
I'm gonna get to that video in a second.
This kid's a loser for letting anyone do that to him, and I stand by that.
God, you're
I would
honestly,
never let my kid get treated like that.
But message to anyone listening that might be a little younger.
Steve Covino's
don't,
right.
Don't be Steve Covino.
No, I'm right, dude. I'm very firm in my convictions. I'm absolutely right,
Covino.
And you're a
Cove. What about the less extreme ones? Like, there's been some funny ones.
Like I said, the guy that had to go. He had, if he lost, he came in last place in his fantasy. You talk about the guy that had to eat dinner at a nice restaurant with a stuffed animal.
Yeah, that one.
No, that's
there,
funny.
There
we
was
did
a
one
league
here
where
on the
they
show.
They had to the loser had to run a lemonade stand in his front yard.
That's funny. There's yeah. a difference between funny and demeaning. We had Rich, we did something called Croc Watch on our show. We're still doing
yeah.
it. And the loser of the baseball season, we have All-Star break, and at the end of the
yeah,
season,
we divvied up the teams.
You either win money or wear Crocs for a week, because losers wear Crocs, unless, of course, you're a teenage kid and it's the cool thing to do with your pajama pants. Rich had to wear Crocs for a week. Would I have been willing to wear Crocs for a week? Absolutely. So you're painting a false picture. I'm saying when people try to throw their weight around, they get off on making you feel lesser than,
And that's exactly what's going on in a lot of these leagues. I got it wrong?
You got it wrong.
There's... Really? I want you to post this clip right now and see if I got it wrong. Let's do a poll.
I'm not talking about that clip yet. Relax.
You think Joel would do that?
I'm talking about the Jets training camp and a talent show with the rookies. You're the putz that would be like, I'm not doing it. And you know what? Every veteran would be like, yeah, this.
I wouldn't care.
No. Guess what? I would hope they kick you off. You're not making the roster.
It's funny. I've not been in that position, player. And I was respected for it. Like, yeah, man, that's cool.
Oh, well,
that's
the guy, Covino, the guy with conviction.
Hey. Or you could say the guy with a spine.
I was just going to tell you there's a similar story in the current news. San Francisco Giants announcer Dave Fleming, he lost his league. And as part of his punishment, rather than being in the booth, he had to be the Giants bat boy for a day.
That was demeaning.
It's funny as hell. Yeah. And Covino looks
That's funny.
And they're
that's
making funny. Fun of him on the broadcast.
That's funny.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? Honestly,
there's a line.
Imagine you play your whole life, high school, college. You're on the Jets, Aaron Rodgers, Robert Saleh. And they're like, all right, you're the rookies. Rookies. Yo, we're going to do it this year. But you know what? Part of the rookie tradition is Friday night, we're doing a talent show. Imagine Covino being like, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, Coach Saleh, I'm not in. I'm not being demeaned.
I don't believe in it. When I was in college, I didn't join any fraternity because I'm like, you think I want to act the fool to hang out with you nerds? No thanks.
True. He hated that so much.
Well, I'm an elephant walk for your pleasure. Yes, yeah,
started his own so he wouldn't have to behave.
Because I'm a leader, dude. I'm not anyone's B. F that. I don't play that. I'm allergic to it. Any real guy out there who believes in themselves would not do that stuff.
Oh, God. Or they just like to have fun. Like,
that's not fun to me. But what's fun to you is not fun to me.
Covino, making yourself vulnerable and being embarrassed, Covino automatically, his machismo and old school side of him thinks that's humiliating and not funny.
But you think that's wrong. You're entitled to think whatever you want.
The video that I sent you, I agree with you on because that's extreme. Some guy lost his fantasy league and my wife sent me this video. She's like, guys are so dumb. The guy's in like a dog cage. He puts on a pair of swim goggles and all his buddies just throw food and syrup and sticky substances and all that. They humiliate him. That's a bit much. But again, are you down with these fantasy football league punishments? Now, there are some funny ones.
I'm down to sickness. Not down with that. Again, there's a fine line. You wearing Crocs, the dude setting up a lemonade stand.
Would you sing your school fight song, your college school fight song?
I don't sing, Joel. Yeah, I love to sing.
Well, that's what they would do with you. And when I've been in rooms with people who don't want to be hazed, they'll find something that you're willing to do.
There you
and
go.
They'll allow you.
Yeah, you want me to do karaoke? Let's go.
Yeah, go ahead and
this
sing.
This is how we do it. Dude, I'm down. Let's go.
He's ready.
What do you want? Some Belle Biv DeVoe? Let's go.
If I throw a shoe at you, all of a sudden now you're belittled.
It's like you can't pick your hazing. And it's like you can't pick your own nickname.
Don't throw flour.
Guess what? I could pick my friends. And my real friends would never want to put me in that situation. Oh, and if they did, I don't want to hang out with you.
God, I wish people could see how much I'm rolling my eyes.
You can roll your eyes all the way out the door.
You can roll your R's.
I can.
Would you take a pie to the face? This is the DP show.
Yeah, would you take a pie to the face?
No. We've done that on the show.
Yeah, you know what? Spot and I had a bet. Spot and I had a bet back in the day. We were a little less politically correct back then, but we went to New Orleans for a party weekend, right, Danny G? And the bet was, I said, Spot. Spot was single at the time. I said, as your wingman, I can guarantee you're at least going to make out with some girl on Bourbon Street. And if you don't, you could slap me and put a pie in my face. Spot did not hook up with anyone. On the show the next day, I was man enough, and I said, all right, Spot, you can look up this video. It's on YouTube. Spot, backhand me and put a pie in my face.
It's goofy behavior, and I'm not a goof. I wasn't born with that gene.
Pudding pie.
And by the way, if I hit a home run, won the game, or if I had the greatest show ever, and you came in here and you're like, yo, Covino, you slayed it, and you put a pie in my face because I was awesome, I'm not mad at anybody. Hey, that's great. We're celebrating. If you're going to do that to punish me because I lost a stupid bet,
Covino would be mad if you poured Gatorade on him after a championship.
That's not true.
You messed up my shirt.
Now you're lying.
I know.
See, that's what I'm saying. So
my hair.
There's a line and there's a difference.
Well, you know what? I have a bunch of random punishments, and I want to know if you think these punishments for fantasy football are fair or line-crossing. And by the way, as we break, Spot, if you think about the history of our show, we've been doing Covino and Rich for, 15, 20 years now. Every bit that has to do with something embarrassing or silly never involves Covino because he don't play that way. Homie don't play that.
You failed recess.
I failed recess because I don't play. Now, there's a lot of people on the phones that want to chime in on this. Let us know. Hazing, this fantasy football stuff. 877-99 on Fox.
Recess. That's funny.
This just makes me dislike fantasy sports even more. Like, really? What a bunch of weenies. Right.
Well, hey, if you go outside today, especially out here in L.A., it is hot. Did summer.
Did he dress for gym class every day?
Yes, every day. Summer, still in full effect, and it's time to fire up that Traeger grill and get cooking. Traeger.com has what you're looking for when it comes to next-level cooking essentials. They got portable grills you could take with you when you go fishing, camping, even to the game, a little tailgate action. They also have a variety of other grills that would complete your dream deck.
Even when you're pouring molasses on your best bud, who's in a cage with flour all over him,
because
videotaping it. Yeah, man, you got it all there when you're having fun. The all-new Ironwood that launched earlier this year is loaded with new features like precision temperature control, customizable accessory rails, grilling lights, meat probes, pellet sensors, Wi-Fi connectivity, and plenty more. And if you haven't already heard, they also launched their Flat Rock Flat Top Grill, which gives you even more flavors and meals to explore.
Oh, love it. Whatever grill you decide on, the controls will be simple and convenient, allowing you to impress your guests the next time you fire something up. Honestly, I went to my buddy's house in Arizona, our pal Nico. Mm-hmm. He got the Traeger grill. He fired up one of the best steaks I ever had. Fantastic. Traeger. Be sure to visit Traeger.com and see what else is cooking in the Traeger hood. And don't forget to use DP Show at checkout for free shipping.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, welcome back to Covino and Rich, the Covino and Rich Show. In for Dan Patrick, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, the utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz with hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin. It's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE. Again, I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis.
What up, buddy? You know, we're going to go to your phone calls. Fantasy football is upon us. The NFL season. I can't believe we're getting there. Back to school for a lot of kids. It's that time of year, and you're seeing a lot of people, more and more, every year you're seeing fantasy football drafts where the order is determined by some silly game guys are playing or women are playing. You see the punishment. Oh, last place in fantasy football? You got to do something embarrassing. And Covino's the type of guy that don't play.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
I think you're sort of a dud sometimes.
Rich
I think
says
you're,
things like, yeah, you have this thing like called pride, as if it's bad. It's like, yeah, maybe more people should have that.
But your ego is not your amigo.
It's
you're not ego, dude.
It's like, yo, I'm not that kind of guy. It's
if
not
you,
my style.
If you're just joining us, if you watch Hard Knocks, Covino would be the type of guy that wouldn't take part in the rookie talent show the Jets had.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm embarrassed.
You know what? Participate.
Who likes to be embarrassed?
Yeah.
If you're my friend, you don't want to embarrass me.
But sometimes,
you know, when your friend would get drunk,
embarrassment's not always a bad feeling.
It's caveman, sophomoric, idiot behavior. And trust me, that's coming from the most immature guy you know.
I know. That's what.
But you know when your buddy gets like a little twisted back in the day, and they would pass out, and everyone would draw penile all over him, and take pictures with the guy. You know, I'm never that guy, and I'm never the guy to do that to my friend, because friends don't do that where I come from. It's not how I am. It's not how I roll.
Is that why you never get that drunk? Because you think we're going to draw a penile on your head?
It's not happening. It's just not what I do.
All right.
So let's go to the phones. Fantasy sports gone too far with these punishments we're seeing online.
Yeah,
we saw some hazing on Hard Knocks with the Jets. There's a line.
Let's start with Zach. Zach in L.A. You're on with Covino and Rich. Zach, we thought of this because my wife sent me a video. She's like, you guys are so dumb. It was a video of a fantasy football loser from last year. He was in a dog cage with goggles on, and his buddies just poured anything they wanted on him.
Great buddies. Sound like buddies. Sounds like a bunch of guys I want to hang with.
What's up, Zach?
Hey, Covino, because that's the type of guy that would stop a bully. Listen, I think what I heard was he doesn't like the fact that so many people enjoy doing it. Like, if someone asked me to pour syrup on my friend, I'd be like, what? Not doing that. I think we need more people like Covino to stop the bullies to start that stuff. Even if it's just a silly little game, you still dehumanize. So I'm on his side.
I think there's nothing worse than an a-hole bully in school or some boss, man or woman, that uses their power to bully people around. This is not bullying. This is silly antics. Some people like it, some people don't. Covino clearly.
Okay, let me ask you though.
Not into antics.
Would you do that to somebody? Our buddy Vito, who just walked in there, would you pour syrup all over his sweet J's that he's rocking right now? I'm like, oh man, you lost, but I'm not going to do that to you because
You know what? As we go to the phone calls, let me read a couple of these. Waxing. How would you feel about loser has to get their chest waxed or something? That's not funny to you?
I like the Michael Stray hairs around my nipples. Why would I want to do that?
But what about the loser has to get a piercing?
I mean, again, you play, as Monsi from Fox Sports Radio says, you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Here's a good one that Covino would say.
I have an accent.
Covino would say, this is embarrassing.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Danny, would you do this if you lost fantasy football? Last place person has to do an open mic at a comedy night.
No.
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Ooh, that's a
I
good embarrassing.
I respect comedy too much.
No, but that's a good embarrassing, like, oh, man. Because that means last place, Covino. If you got 8, 10, 12 teams, you would have to come in last place.
Not doing it.
All right.
I think because of what we do for a living, we could pull off 5 minutes.
What about this guy that's standing on a street corner with a sign that says, my fantasy football team sucks. Honk if you want to see me dance.
That's funny. That's funny. There's
that's
a line.
That's good.
There's a fine line.
All right. Gary in Orlando, you're on with Covino and Rich. Show. We're talking about punishments for fantasy football. Lame or fun?
I think it really depends on the context. It depends on the people. But anything is dehumanizing. Like, you know, I can't think of anybody, even a person I don't really care for, putting somebody in a cage and dumping things on him. I think that's beyond it.
Gary, I agree with you.
I would smack my kid in the head and be like, have some respect
for
yourself.
Gary, you know, I agree with you. I'm the guy that's all about having a good time and being silly and doing embarrassing things. And, you know, I'm all for embarrassing myself.
You know what that's called? People pleasing, bro. I hate to break the news to
you. Listen,
I'm not into that.
Listen, if me being silly brings other people joy, I'll do it.
talent show, silly thing, karaoke, doing stand-up comedy when you're unprepared. These are funny things.
I could bring people joy. You know how? It's called just being kind to them and
Rich
being funny.
Like he's on the committee.
Yeah, I don't need to do the funky chicken to win that guy
Jesus.
Over.
But again, I want to make it clear.
For as I don't fun, need to dance like an idiot.
For as fun as I like to say I would be, I do agree. There's nothing cool about dehumanizing someone. Like that one that we just saw where it's like the kid's in a cage and they're pouring stuff on him. That's just stupid. I would not get joy. Listen, let's say Spot lost our fantasy football league. I would not get joy watching Spot be humiliated, but you know what I would
Maybe
get joy
a
out of?
Little.
I would get joy out of you attempting to do like stand up or doing karaoke of our choice. Let's go to Joey in Oregon. What's up, Joey?
Hey guys, what's happening?
What's up, man? What's your thoughts?
Hey, so yeah, dude, let me just lay the foundation here. I'm fully on the Covino train, dude. I'm a United States Marine. I mean, I've been out 10 years, but even when I was back living in the barracks, the hazing thing, man, like the upper rank cats would come in and try to mess with the younger troops, and those of us with a spine would have to intervene and say, hey, we ain't playing this way, man. It ain't right, you know? And fantasy football goes the same way.
Yo,
and Rich, you just don't...
Yeah, I'm not wired that
no,
way.
Yeah, Joe,
you get your jollies off treating people that way. I'm not like that. Well, no, I never treated people that way.
Joey, what was your final thought?
Say again?
Yeah, you said Rich. What were you saying?
Oh, well, it sounded like you just kind of changed your way there, because whenever y'all were talking about the dude in the cage initially, you're like, those are boys, those are bros, but you just
The cage thing was humiliating. Joey, and by the way, thanks for your service, man. Marine, proud Marine. Thank you, Joey, for listening. I do think there is I think there's a difference between, and let me make it clear, between embarrassing and humiliation. I'm all about embarrassing. If you told me Danny G lost a bet and he has to do something embarrassing, I'm all for it. I'm not going to humiliate Danny G. And you may say certain things as a thin line, right? And I think they cross the line by, you know, making a kid get in a dog cage and pouring all stuff on him. That's one thing. Having your buddy do, you know, karaoke or stand-up comedy or embarrassing himself at that's funny.
I don't like embarrassing. It's right. Like what they did to the dude in A Bronx Tale, Coffee Cake. So what was his name? Like, yeah, his face, throw him in the bathroom. I don't like his face. I want him in the bathroom. He's like, come on, it's embarrassing. Why do you get off on embarrassing people? I don't like that. Embarrassing or humiliating. And remember, guys, what did you learn from CNR this week? Clearly that I don't play, right? But what else did you learn?
That's a good
question. What did you learn in our last three shows here in the Dan Patrick Hattrick on CNR, our nod to the Dan Patrick Show? What did you learn? We're going to do that next. So be dialing now at 877-99 on Fox.
So Nerf football's up for grabs.
Yep.
If you learn something you want to share, again, like Covino said, 877-99 on Fox. What did you learn on CNR? We'll do one last phone call. Hazing when it comes to fantasy sports. Sean in Sacramento. What's up, Sean?
Yo, my brother's in Chalk Joe, Spotty, man. What's up?
What's up,
Danny
Sean?
The voice of God, man. How could I forget? So I'm kind of on both sides, man. For one thing, Covino, I feel you 100%, man. I didn't even need coffee this morning. You got me so fired up about that anti-bullying rant, man. But you sign up for this at the beginning of the league.
That's so why I don't play, though.
If you don't want to participate, you can bounce at any time. And the last point I want to make, Joel, Steve, go ahead and extend your arm and point to the area between your wrist and your elbow, and that explains all the reason why we wouldn't participate with these shenanigans.
Nah! Thank you, Sean. I appreciate it. We got time for one more now.
Now, you know what? I wanted to bring up something else we'll get to. We're going to get to your phone calls. What did you learn?
That was funny.
Well, Covino and Rich filled in for DP. But also, I want to quickly touch on this Ja'Marr Chase story, and it has to do with him sleeping with the wrong woman. And no knock on Ja'Marr Chase, because I think a lot of grown men and women could all say there's someone they got with that might have not been the best decision. But Ja'Marr Chase... I
mean, we've all made some pretty bad decisions, I'm sure.
But Covino, Ja'Marr Chase really picked the wrong woman. And I'll explain why next, live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. CNR, in for Dan Patrick. Hang tight.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform. And one source of truth with NetSuite. You reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
Going way back Wednesday, DJ Joel on the ones and twos with some Salt and Pepper, Push It. But a shout out to Static X, that's how I push it.
CNR are here.
Speaking of way back Wednesday, please join us tomorrow at our regular time, 5 to 7 Eastern. We throw it back on a Thursday, old school, when 50 hits. When 50 hits in life, when 50 hits on the clock. We throw it back every Thursday on the Covino and Rich Show. But a pleasure to be here this week for Dan Patrick. The Dan Patrick hat-trick is coming to a close.
Let's take one last phone call on hazing when it comes to fantasy sports.
And, of course, also giving away some bribery footballs. What did you learn this week with Covino and Rich? We're live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS. Who do we got?
Wes in Mississippi. Wes, when it comes to fantasy sports, are you down or not with a lot of people now doing the whole whoever's in last place has to do something embarrassing type of thing?
Well, let me just tell you, this is not a fantasy sports. This is about my brother-in-law. He played with the Washington Nationals for 8 years. Him and Bryce Harper played together. And Steve Lombardozzi. But make a long story short, guys. So their rookie year, they had to go out to New York City to play in the Mets and wait tables in one-piece bull rat outfit for the whole entire restaurant.
Now, Covino would say, no thanks,
that's
not doing
funny,
it.
But just not for me, man. You want to do that? All power to you.
Some people won't do it.
Yeah,
some people say, that's funny. Hey, you know, to each his own with provolone.
That crosses my personal line.
As your dad would say. Now, before we get to what we learned this week, CNR in for DP. I just want to drop the – let me drop a fun fact that you could share at work and feel real smart today. How about that? You know, you want to – fun fact?
Sure.
On this day, August 16th, a couple notable things happened that you could say, hey, you know, on this day in 1954, almost 70 years ago, 69 years ago, in fact, today was the day the first Sports Illustrated magazine was put on the shelves. So SI, remember you got your football phone?
Yeah, on this day, 1988, I got my phone, my football phone.
So first ever Sports Illustrated on this day, 1954. On this day in 1962, it was the official day that Pete Best was replaced by Ringo in the Beatles.
Wow, history.
And on this day in 03,
20 years ago, Ronaldo made his soccer debut.
Wow, timestamp.
So, look at that. A couple fun facts on this day. Now, I had to tell you this Ja'Marr Chase story real quick, and then we'll get to your phone calls, what you learned. It's just a reminder. It's a quick reminder of be careful who you sleep with, because Ja'Marr Chase had a one-night stand. I know you don't like that because you like symmetry. You like two nightstands.
I mean, he couldn't splurge for the pair.
But Ja'Marr Chase, the story made me laugh because we've all been there, done that. I mean, at least a lot of us have. But Ja'Marr Chase slept with the wrong person. He didn't get anyone pregnant. He didn't hurt.
Well,
he
look,
didn't bother
it's
anyone.
It's one thing if Biff listening does it. But when you're Ja'Marr Chase, you're a public figure. You represent an organization. You're on a team. Lot to lose.
Ja'Marr Chase had a one-night stand, and now this woman is harassing him, his mother. He has had to go to the extent of going to a judge, going to court, and saying, yo, get this woman away from me. She's been harassing my family for the last 2 years. I slept with her one time. It was a mutual, it was a, you know, totally legitimate
consensual
situation, but he had to actually go to court because she's posting pictures of babies, and she's like, yeah, they're not his, but she's trying to ruin his reputation, making him seem like a sleazeball. And he's like, yo, we had one night. And it, just a reminder, be careful who you randomly hook up with on an app or anywhere. Now, as you remind yourself, don't sleep with random weirdos, though you will. Let's start with Joe in Ottawa. What did you learn the last couple days? Kavino and Rich in for Dan Patrick. What's up, Joe?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
What's up, man?
Not too bad. Really quickly on the fantasy football thing, I know we're done with that, but just want to let you know up here, our loser buys everybody food at the draft the next year. You know,
like, see, down with that.
That's a fine
punishment. You don't see the difference? That's great.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's fair.
No need to bring any of these guys down farther than they already are.
Yeah, that's totally fair. I'd sign up for that in a minute.
Okay, I'll tell you what I learned this week. I learned that if I was down getting kicked at the bottom of a pile, Kavino would pull me out, while Rich, while not necessarily throwing extra kicks, would definitely not be doing anything to get me out of there.
Oh, Kavino's the greatest guy. Joe learned that Kavino's the greatest guy on earth.
You're the guy saying that hazing's cool. And
hip,
I'm like,
hip,
no, it's
hooray.
Not.
Oh, there he is. For
don't forget Rich's got a camera, though. Don't leave that part out. Rich is recording.
Yeah, I'm posting. I'm posting on TikTok content.
Rich is doing it for the gram.
Let's go to Mike in Penn. Mike, what did you learn this week? CNR in for Dan Patrick.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Good. Hey, I learned this week that Rich might have been the originator of fantasy games. His junior year, he lost his braces, cut his hair, and got some clothes, and was hoping to get a date.
Yeah, Rich was the inventor of the glow up.
I was the inventor of the glow up in the mid 90s. Got that glow up. Thank you.
Yeah, we talked about that for the first day of school.
First day of school.
On
every
Monday,
every
yeah.
kid can remember the year. There was one year where you know, lost the braces.
But was it successful, Rich?
Yeah, I mean, Joel, not until my 20s, I'll be honest with you. I was no, you know.
But
was,
your confidence levels went up.
Of course.
And we tied it into all these teams getting their glow up, the Jets being probably the biggest one.
Kevin in Washington. What's up, man? What did you learn this week?
Hey, it's Kevin with the Foul Balls Podcast. How you guys doing?
What's up, man?
Hey,
what did you learn, man?
Yeah, good. So the thing I learned is it's great to be a family man, huh? Oh, man. I can't complain about that one bit. All these famous athletes doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing. It's all about family. Danny, congratulations on the baby, man. Like,
you know, Kevin,
awesome.
We have a theory, man. You're absolutely right. We often said that peace of mind. There comes a point in life when you're a family man that peace of mind is way better than random piece of A.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a peace that comes with that.
Yeah, I mean, look at, like I said, Ja'Marr Chase is having to go to court to tell a one-night stand to stop bothering my mother, my family.
He's all worried about it.
Yeah, so, it's nerve-wracking. Peace of mind.
Yep.
Better than piece of booty.
He's not kidding. There was a moment last night where I was holding my new son, Koa, and I looked at him and I was like, holy crap, what did I do?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah,
it's such a blessing.
There are times where, you know, you look back and you're like, yeah, single days in your 20s or 30s, it's a lot of fun, but peace of mind.
You can't beat it.
Can't beat peace of mind.
That was my birthday wish.
You know what it's like?
Peace.
You know what's a nice feeling, Danny? Leaving your phone laying around, knowing that, like, go ahead, I'm not hiding anything.
Exactly.
A lot of guys don't know that feeling. Ladies, I hate to say it, but if you go near your guy's phone and you see him go, oh, he's hiding something.
That's a haze for you. Hey, you have to leave your phone around your girl.
I have a force field around mine. Zzz, ah! Zzz. If you freak out when your girl looks at your phone, you're up to no good.
Well, if they look hard enough, they'll find something.
That is true.
Why take the chance?
All right, we'll see you guys manana. Until then, thank you, Dan Patrick. We'll see you. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Goodbye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The superbly versatile all-electric EQB from Mercedes-Benz. It's impressively techy and surprisingly roomy, with available seating for up to 7. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQB.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.